The next patient is Linda Hackett. The last name is H-A-C-K-E-T-T. Linda, L-Y-N-D-A. This is the clinical case of a 78-year-old white female. That is a patient of Dr. Cordova, C-O-R-D-O-V-A, who found her with a CKD stage 3. The patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that was diagnosed in 1995, arterial hypertension in 1995, a stroke in 1995, hyperlipidemia and hypothyroidism. The patient has been very well controlled. We noticed that the blood sugar has been under control, the blood pressure has been under control, and she knows of this CKD3B for more than 10 years, have seen nephrologists in the past period. The patient has an ultrasound of the kidney in which there is evidence of cortical thinning and hyperechogenicity. Period. The Doppler ultrasound of the renal arteries failed to show the presence of renal artery stenosis. There is no evidence of proteinuria. The patient is feeling well, has been functioning very well. The urinalysis fails to show the presence of an active sediment, and the proteinuria is negative. In summary, we have a patient that we know that has CKD3B at least for 10 years, that has not deteriorated, that takes good care of herself, and has been stable. Number two, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today was 115 over 74. Number three, the patient has hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Number four, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number hypertension that is under control. This patient has been very, very much stable. I'm going to return the case to the primary care, and we are going to see her in a year with laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for your kind referral.